actually the China that I experienced in the 1980s was modernizing and growing and developing and absorbing a lot of Western culture. So I became interested in that, in what happens when China meets the West, what happens to Chinese culture, and then how do Chinese people take in the cultures of the West. So music was a good example, because music is universal and everybody loves music. And so I became interested in the scenes. So it's again related to my work looking at the interface between China and the outside world, that these music scenes are a way for China to engage with the outside world. Most people in the Western world have a lot of misunderstandings about China. And I really do think that you have to spend a lot of time here to get to know the country. You can't just watch a film or read the newspapers. You really have to be here. You have to be in the Xianchang. I really believe about Xianchang is so important. Unless you experience life here, it's impossible to understand what life is like in this country. I'm working at this university, Duke in Kunshan. We're all committed to living here and every day working with Chinese people, teaching Chinese students, and learning from China.
Do you know the four famous department stores in Shanghai? The four famous baihuogongsi.
Xin Shijie
was different. That was like an amusement center. Di Baihuo. That was called Da Xin Gongsi. And then down here you had Xin Xin and Yong An. And then Xian Shi. Sincere's. Those were the four department stores. Do you know who the people who founded those department stores, where did they come from?
China.
Where in China?
Maybe Guangdong, I guess.
Yes. They went to Sydney, Australia, where they saw how a modern department store worked, and they brought that back to China.
Now, of course, it's a little easier now because everybody makes videos, but then how many of those videos actually get archived? So I think I'm hoping that these films will be a testimonial to these scenes that were happening when I was living in China, when everything was changing so rapidly and China and the world were interacting in such a deep and meaningful way.